Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope your week is starting off amazing, and I hope that you are off to a great start on this Monday morning. Today I want to talk a little bit about weight loss, but it's deeper than that. More so like the mindset behind weight loss and body positivity and all of those things that seem to be buzzwords in society anymore. So I am currently in a group that's doing a challenge. And I used to be part of this group. I took their training, went through all of their stuff. I was certified as one of their coaches, I guess you could call it. And I ended up getting out of there because there's some things that I don't necessarily agree with. But that's not something I'm talking about today. But their challenges are, for the most part, pretty good. And so I got into their program, and I haven't actually watched any of the training videos yet, but I am in the Facebook group. And so what I'm noticing in there is a lot of women that are coming on and saying, I don't understand how you're telling me that I am 80 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight, whatever it may be, and that God made my body and that it's good. And so I want to address this because I completely understand where they're coming from. And I see this all the time, which is a big reason why I don't like the body positivity movement. I don't like that they're basically telling you in the movement. And like I said, I haven't watched the videos of this particular training, so I can't really speak to what they're actually saying, but just from my own thoughts and feelings about this, society is trying to push on us that regardless of where we're at, that we're okay and we're good and we need to just love ourselves where we're at. And while I understand where they're trying to come from, I don't buy into that. I don't agree with it. For example, I've been pretty vocal about saying that I want to lose weight this year and that I have a significant amount of weight to lose, probably between 80 and 100 pounds. It's not really about the poundage to me, but I know that that's where I'm going to have to be to feel comfortable in my body. And I've done the work to go through all the mental side of it, to understand why I emotionally eat, to understand why I turn to food more often than I don't. It's been a long time of working through those things. I'm still a work in progress, but the difference is I'm aware of these things now, and so I can start, you know, putting the steps in place to begin to change that around and to not turn to food and to deal with my emotions and my thoughts and all of those things. But regardless, I'm not unhappy with my body. So there's been a time, well, most of my adult life, that I've been unhappy with my body. Like, there's a lot of things about my body that I don't like. We all have those things. But I've come to a place that if there's things about my body that I can't change, like, I'm thankful for them. And I'm thankful for how the Lord made me. And I know that, you know, He calls those things good and that He knitted me together in my mother's womb and that He doesn't do anything that's bad. However, me walking the road of gluttony and walking the road of not taking my thoughts captive and turning to food instead of, you know, taking those thoughts captive and turning them to be obedient to Christ and putting other people above the Lord, which also, you know, caused that idolatry and the turning to food, all of those things are not good. And I don't feel good in my body. I don't care how much society preaches it to me that my body's good and that everything is fine. And because I don't outwardly look sick, that I'm healthy at any weight. I don't believe that. I know for sure that, you know, there are times that when I'm working out, my knees hurt. Or there are times that I feel like my sugar is kind of jacked up. And I don't know what else because I'm not a big fan of going to doctors, so I just don't. And outwardly, I look extremely healthy, overweight, but healthy. And I just don't buy into that it's okay to settle in at the weight that I'm at and expect everything to be fine. Eventually, my weight is going to cause problems. It's going to cause, you know, diseases, autoimmune diseases, all the things that come on by weight. Just because I don't have it now doesn't mean that I won't ever have that in the future. And I don't feel that by settling in and just saying, oh, it's fine, like, God loves me as I am. Yes, he does love me as I am, but he also calls me to treat my body as his temple and to take care of my body. And to feed my body well is a form of worship to him. And so by me not doing those things and by me eating food as a comfort instead of just to nourish my body, like, those things are not what he calls me to. I don't believe that I was created to be 100 pounds overweight. Like, that is my own doing. That is to me turning to food. That is to me making food an idol. That is to me walking down the road of gluttony. Like, those are all on me. While I'm sensitive to the fact that I did those things because I didn't know how to cope a different way, I don't hold that against myself anymore. I have repented for the way that I've treated my body. I've done the hard work to be able to change my thoughts and my mindsets around that. I have, gotten into the Bible and learned how to walk the way the Lord is calling me to walk. And it's not that I don't ever stumble, because I do, but this body is not the body that the Lord created me to have. And so I think you can do both. Like, you absolutely can desire to lose weight. And even if it's for what some would call a vain reason, I don't think it's wrong to want to lose weight so that you feel comfortable in your body, or you feel comfortable in front of your husband when you get out of the shower, or, to be able to wear clothes that you feel good in. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And that definitely is a big motivator for me. I want to feel strong and able, and I don't want to be, I know other people don't necessarily care, but in my mind, like, I don't like being in front of people and I'm constantly worried about how my clothes are hanging on my body or different parts of the way I look. And again, it's not the parts that I can't change. It's the parts that don't look the way I want because of how I've treated my body. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what a lot of these women in this group are struggling with, is because the message that they're getting or that's coming through to them is that the Lord loves you the way you are. You are. You're fine. It's not about weight loss, but it is about weight loss. We are to be stewarding our bodies well. That is something that we are called to. It definitely is coming to a place where you are aware of how you eat, of why you eat, of, you know, different things that you tend to run to, and somewhat forgiving yourself for that because you didn't know any different. But also, once you are aware of your sin, you don't want to sit in it. So you're not really repentant if you just sit in it and just keep doing it again. Like, true repentance comes from calling it out for what it is and repenting to the Lord for it, but then also turning from it. And so I can see where these women are frustrated, because I feel the same way. I know the Lord loves me. I know that regardless of what I weigh, he loves me. It's no different than, you know, any other sin that we might be in. He loves me, but he also wants me to turn away from that and turn back to him. And so that was just kind of on my heart and mind today, as I'm seeing these different women say, I don't understand how it's not about the weight. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you're treating your body well and eating to fuel your body so that you're able to do the things that the Lord is calling you to do, you're going to lose weight. You're not going to be overweight. Like, your mindset will be in the right place and the weight will come off because you're eating how God intended you to eat. Yeah, I just wanted to share that. I know that weight can be such a sticky topic for women, and that's definitely something that I coach on. But it's not necessarily from a place of weight loss. It's more from a place of turning away from the idolatry and the gluttony and taking control of your thoughts and controlling your emotions and putting food in its proper place. you know, for nourishment for our bodies and to keep us strong and able to take care of our families and to do the things that we're put here to do. And to not, you know, be out of the game because we're sick with diseases that we caused ourselves by the food that we put in our body. I just hope that maybe this sheds some light on this subject. I guess I'm not sure, you know, what I'm hoping to get out there by sharing this, but it's such an important thing in my life, and it's something that I've struggled with for so long. But I've made huge strides in this area, and I've grown by leaps and bounds, and I feel like I'm finally walking in obedience in this area. And however long it takes for the weight to come off is just however long it takes. Like, I don't hate my body. If you hate your body to begin with, you're never gonna lose weight and all of a sudden love your body. Like, you need to be thankful and practice gratitude and treat your body well because you love the body and you appreciate the body that you've been given, regardless of what weight you're at. But that does not mean that you have to be happy with your weight. You absolutely can be content with your body and be fueling your mind, you know, and taking your thoughts captive. And then at the same time, have the desire to lose that weight, because I don't care what anybody says, an extra 100 pounds does hold you back. Like, it just does. It's just, I mean, it's the science of the body. Like, it puts so much more weight on your joints and pressure on your joints, and it makes your heart work harder, and it's harder to be overweight from the physical standpoint, not even from the mental standpoint. So I hope that maybe this sheds some light on something. Maybe this, you know, shows you where I stand as far as weight loss and health coaching and wellness coaching and that type of thing. And if this is something that you struggle with, but you like the way that I come at this issue, I would love to work with you. You can get a hold of me down in the show notes. There's a contact me section. It doesn't lock you into anything. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. This is definitely a topic that's near and dear to my heart because, like I said, it's been a lifelong struggle for me and for pretty much everybody in my family. So I guess I'm just coming at it at a very different place than where the world comes at it. And I think that's so needed. I think that's so needed because counting calories and macros and, you know, doing all the cardio, like, none of those things matter if you don't get your mind in the right spot and control your thinking and your thoughts and, you know, doing it out of place of just being pleasing to the Lord and not necessarily out of a place of just wanting to lose weight. It's so much deeper than that. And if we came at it from that angle, it can be lasting and it can be life-changing and something that you might struggle with, but you also have the tools to, you know, bring it back in and get back on track. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.